fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
And we've got your Saturday mailbag, folks. Yeah. And we got Giddy Dave Richard.
I'm not giddy.
You are giddy. You have that. It's Friday afternoon. I'm about to go home for the weekend. Pep in your step.
Gonna have some pistachios.
Really?
No. Saying silly stuff, I guess.
All right, well,
maybe
then
you're right. Maybe I am in.
You are
in one of those moods.
I'll tell you, I'm in a bit of a bad mood.
Oh,
I just made a really bad purchase.
What'd you buy your wife now?
No, I bought paper towels, like a big box, like 10 rolls of big Bounty paper towels. Open them up. They are not Selecta size.
Life is really difficult. Huh.
Who doesn't get Selecta size? I hate that. It's ridiculous. Very environmentally unfriendly.
Can you clear up what Selecta size is
for
those of us who might not know?
You don't know?
I didn't say that. Of course I know. What's Selecta size?
Selecta size is, you know, when you have a roll of paper towels and every sheet you can sort of rip in half. They have like half sheets. Or you can pull, like you can select the, you really don't know? Like if a normal paper
towel. What a size select is? Yeah, I'm telling you, you gotta.
If a normal paper towel sheet is like, I don't know, a foot wide, the Selecta size sheets are 6 inches wide, but it's easy to pull. You know, it's easy to do a 6-inch sheet, but it's also easy to just do like 2 6-inch sheets so you get the normal size, but it's your choice. Anyway, I just wasted a lot of money on paper towels I don't want. And paper towels are expensive these days. Odell Beckham is out. Sterling Shepard is what?
He remains a low-end number two receiver, probably safer as a flex, but if you need to use him as a low-end number two, you can. I think the Giants are going to have to throw a little bit more in this game than in last week's game. This isn't going to be the same type of thing. And I think it'll be a competitive game, too. I think Tennessee will come to play.
Yeah, and okay, next news item. I want to compare Sterling Shepard. And is there a Colts wide receiver? Because T.Y. Hilton didn't practice on Friday. He genuinely may not play this week. Is there a Colts wide receiver that you would pick up?
I liked what I saw from Zach Pascal.
But that was just one
last
game.
Week. I just think that Ryan Grant isn't that good. Dontrell Inman has made plays earlier this year. Chester Rogers.
No, that's the guy.
Chester's the one.
Well, just this is the T.Y. Hilton play. He missed two games earlier this year and he got hurt in one of them. In those three games, Rogers had 10 or 11 targets in each game. He had 8 for 85, 8 for 66, and 4 for 55 and 1 in those three games. He seems to have sort of taken a back seat to Dontrell Inman, though. But Rodgers was kind of a must play in PPR when T.Y. Hilton had previously been hurt. But
so what it was he was the slot guy, and his volume made him really good, but they were thin on receivers when that was going down. And now, obviously, they're going to be thin if they don't have T.Y. Hilton. I'm not sure where they're going to use him, if they're going to make him the main slot receiver. Pascal played in the slot last week quite a bit, and I like that matchup a lot against Dallas. That's really where I want to go.
I guess my question is, are you handcuffing T.Y. Hilton?
No, not to any of these guys.
All right. So Hilton may not play. Let's hope he does. James Conner was limited in practice. Are you expecting James Conner to play?
I think he's got a pretty good chance to play. I know they need him. I don't think he'll be at 100%. But these are always the trickiest injuries to figure out, and not just the high ankle sprain, just the simple fact that he kind of practiced on Friday and is now questionable. So your guess is as good as mine. I wish I had a better beat on it.
Well,
maybe we'll learn something more about it.
Where are you going to rank him if he plays?
I think he's probably going to fall closer to 15 than 12 among running backs for me.
Okay.
I can't buy into him being what he was way earlier this year. I think he'll be touchdown needy. And I think there's a pretty decent chance that even if he plays, the Steelers will realize, well, he's not giving us what we want in the run game. We might as well let it rip with Roethlisberger. And now you're looking at 12 carries for 35 yards from James Conner and whatever he can contribute in the passing game. And if he's not moving around that well, it could be Jalen Samuels. I got an interesting question on Twitter. This is from somebody who could start Jalen Samuels at tight end. He was planning on doing it. But if Conner plays, then you're not going to feel good about starting Jalen Samuels at tight end.
Yeah.
Or his running back. Alternative is David Njoku, who plays on Saturday.
Oh.
So what do you do in that spot, hot shot? And I think the answer is you either play it safe with Njoku or you cut Njoku for a late game tight end emergency replacement in case Conner is active.
That's what I'd do.
I think that's probably what you'd have to do.
Yeah. I mean, if Ian Thomas is available on Monday night, that's the easy thing.
Perfect.
To do. Yeah.
Absolutely perfect guy to go and get.
Yeah.
Benjamin Watson would be another desperation tight end. I don't feel great about Benjamin Watson.
Of course not. I don't feel great about David Njoku.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Niners news. Seems like they're optimistic about Matt Breida. And Dante Pettis is questionable with a foot injury, but we're expecting him to play. Allen Robinson expected to play. Austin Hooper will play. DeSean Jackson is out. Miami cornerback Xavien Howard is doubtful. And Kiki QT is out. Time for some emails. FantasyFootball@CBSI.com. Also, join our FanDuel contest. FanDuel.com/FFT. It's $5. Join it up. FanDuel.com/FFT. I don't know why Amari Cooper is not more expensive. He should be in your lineup. This is from Jathan. 10-team PPR. Down 13-0. I need some up. Well, you're not. I'm confused. Because this is important.
You know.
He's either down 13-0 because he has Keenan Allen and. Forget it. Who cares? Pick two. Pick two of these guys in PPR. Aaron Jones, Nick Chubb, Dalvin Cook, Tariq Cohen, Stephon Diggs.
I think Chubb would have to be in there. And I think I'd go Dalvin.
Over Diggs and Cohen and Jones? Okay.
Yeah.
And Cam Newton or Dak Prescott?
I'm a Dak guy this week.
Dak it up. From Nathan, half-point PPR, pick one. Pick one and half PPR, Jordan Howard, Aaron Jones, or Mark Ingram?
That one I'd go with Jones.
Different league, same format, Aaron Jones, Philip Lindsay, David Johnson.
So am I picking one again? Oh, he's got to pick one. It's Lindsay.
From Ben. Dear Nick, Winston, Schmidt, Coach, CeCe, and Jess. Dave, you should watch New Girl. Very funny.
Is that what this is from?
It's what it is. It's
which girl is, which one of these is the New Girl?
Jess.
Oh.
Yeah. Standard League, pick two. Josh Gordon, DJ Moore, Allen Robinson. Thank you. You guys dope.
Cool. I'm sitting Robinson.
From Jordan, Jalen Samuels, Chris Carson, Lamar Miller, Julian Edelman.
Those are four names. What am I doing?
That's all you have to do is guess the greeting. Four players.
If you need...
I don't know what he needs.
Yeah, Jordan didn't send in what he needs.
He may
what
have.
The league format is.
Hold on. Let me search my inbox. Otherwise, you know
otherwise,
what? Some
people just sending us random names.
Some people put it in the... In the subject line. No, this is on me. I need two flexes in non-PPR. Samuels, Carson, Miller, Edelman.
I would go with Carson and Miller.
Jordan, I'm sorry for making you look bad. This is from Dan. Dear full funny, half funny, standard funny, and mean. Ooh. That's funny. Like half PPR, full PPR.
Mm-hmm.
Standard. Half PPR league. Rank these three. Adam Humphries, Dante Pettis, Elijah McGuire.
I'm going to go... Pettis is the one that I like the best of the group. I'm a little hesitant to say Humphries next, but then do I do it or do I go with McGuire? Maybe I'll go with McGuire over Humphries. I spent some time watching McGuire and the Jets in general before the mailbag show, and color me unimpressed. A lot of it has to do with the offensive line and defenses stacking against the Jets because it's Sam Darnold throwing the football. They are not an impressive offense. I think they're going to have a hard time putting up points on the Texans. Call me crazy. But McGuire should be in a situation where gets minimum half the total touches, and he can catch three or four balls.
Yeah.
Capable of working at the goal line. He did that. He scored the game-winning touchdown last week. I think he could probably get you around 60 to 70 total yards, a less than 40% chance at a touchdown, but four catches on top of that. So what does that sound like? About 70 yards, something like that?
Sure. I hope he scores. So, I'm starting McGuire in one league.
Okay. I'll take McGuire over Adam Humphreys.
Wait, but Pettis was one?
Pettis is one.
Yeah. Because I happen to have Pettis and McGuire in that league, and I will start both of them. Going to be a fun week. From Andy, full PPR, start two. Dalvin Cook, Philip Lindsay, Nicholas Chubb.
Cook has to be in there. Just the way that he's been, what we're expecting from him, and the way that the Vikings should be effective against Miami. It's just such a good matchup. I think Lindsay's got to be the other one. I think Chubb is actually the odd man out.
Yeah, wow. Okay, here's a question from No Name or City, Dave. Who we got?
It is Dallas from Sacramento.
OBJ is out, so I need help at flex. PPR league, Jared Cook, Kenyon Drake, Elijah McGuire, and Jeff Wilson Jr. Jared Cook, Kenyon Drake, Elijah McGuire, Jeff Wilson Jr.
Well, I don't know if I can even go with Jeff Wilson Jr. because we don't know if Matt Breida Sr. will play. Let's assume that he will. He practiced enough this week, and that'll ruin Wilson to play. I'm going to go with Jared Cook. I think he's kind of the obvious answer, actually.
From Ben, PPR, rank these guys. Or just pick two, PPR. Lamar Miller, James White, DJ Moore, Doug Martin.
I'm going to go with Miller and Moore from this group.
Oh, that's
Doug Martin scares me a little bit. That offensive line, there are questions about whether or not I'll have both of his starting guards. I don't have their injury report as of this recording. But you can check in to see. I think it's Gabe Jackson and Kelechi Osemele. If they're out, if one of them is out, it's bad. If both of them are out, it's terrible.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's such a great matchup, too. If they're both playing, then that's very good for Doug Martin.
Okay, I don't have a name here, but I'm guessing he's from Washington. He says, hey, Alex, Colt, Mark, and Josh.
It might be Donald.
What does that mean? Oh, yeah,
somebody
might
from
be.
Washington,
yeah,
someone
right.
Who lives in Washington.
I started Keenan Allen in my PPR league, oops, so I need to maximize my upside. Because I played against Damian Williams. So fill the four remaining spots in my lineup. Julio Jones, Devontae Adams, Nick Chubb, Leonard Fournette, and David Johnson.
I'm sitting Johnson from that group.
Would you start Evan Ingram or Ian Thomas?
Thomas, especially in PPR.
This is an email from Craig from a city in Silicon Valley.
San Jose. I think that's right around that area, right?
I don't know. It's a good question.
We're kind of idiots. We don't know all the cities in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I don't know any of them.
San Francisco.
I mean, I know it's
I don't
California.
Even know if that is. Like some there's a
No, I don't
There's
I don't,
a tech guru
It's like
listening
Palo
to this right
Alto,
now going,
right?
What the hell?
Isn't it like near Stanford and stuff? Yeah,
hey,
look it
Google.
Up. Look it up. he says, "Hey, Tom, George, Kenny, and Jim."
You know there was a show called Silicon Valley?
Apparently it's amazing.
Yeah, you're right. It's right around the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, it is?
So
all right.
San Jose is the Valley's largest city. Boom! In your face, map.
Now, who are Tom, Jim, Kenny, and George? Tom, George, Kenny, and Jim.
Those are males. No, those are 49ers coaches. No, they're not. Okay. Two of them are.
Okay, let's move on. Half PPR.
Well, who are they?
I don't know. Tom, George, Kenny.
The George and Jim made me think of 49ers coaches, but then there would probably be a Bill in there and maybe a Steve.
Kenny. Who is Kenny? Ken O'Brien? No. I killed Kenny. Pick two. Half PPR. DJ Moore, Tyler Boyd, Allen Robinson.
I'm going to go with Moore and Boyd.
Oh, hint for the names. One of them.
Oh, now you're going to tell
one
me.
Of them is a snake.
Tom, George, Kenny, and Jim.
One of them is a
snake. Oh, okay. So Kenny is Stabler. These are Raiders.
Okay.
Jim Plunkett, Kenny Stabler, Tom Flores. And I'm blanking on the George. I feel like a total moron now. Not like the time when I thought I knew where.
George Blanda.
George Blanda? Yes, I think he was a Raider, but I don't know if he was a part of those great 80s Raiders.
George R.R. Martin.
I think it's George of the Jungle.
Hi, my name is Aaron. I'm in the semifinal of my half PPR league.
Congratulations.
I need two receivers to start. Kenny Golladay, Adam Humphries, Corey Davis, Curtis Samuel, Josh Reynolds.
I will nervously recommend Davis and Golladay.
And I need to fill my tight end and flex spots with Aaron Jones, Jalen Samuels, and Rob Gronkowski.
I think the safest way to go is to bench Samuels.
Gotta go win. Bye, he says. I like that. From Micah, I need some...
Poor Micah? Is that what's in your kitchen?
I love the laugh. All right, Larry Fitzgerald, Robbie Anderson, or Cortland Sutton?
And it's a half PPR?
Yeah.
Sutton
it is. From Mike, Deshaun Hamilton or Dede Westbrook?
Dede.
From Jared in New York, New York. I'm hanging out with friend Jared who lives in New York, New York tomorrow.
Is this who sent in the email?
I don't think so. It's not really.
Did he befriend you and that's how he got his email read on the podcast?
No. Who do I
have a great story to tell you after this.
Okay, who do I start? Boyd, Godwin, Tate, or Deshaun Hamilton? PPR. Boyd, Godwin, Tate, Hamilton.
It's Boyd.
Oh, pick three, so sit one.
Oh, wow. So the one that I would sit would be, you can take a chance and sit Golden Tate.
Okay, from Sal. Hey, Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath, start one at running back. Sony Michel, Tariq Cohen, Kenneth Dixon, standard
Cohen.
Scoring.
Cohen.
In standard scoring?
Not even thinking twice about it.
Quarterback question here, Matt Ryan or Lamar Jackson?
I have Ryan ranked higher. I feel better about his upside than Jackson's, but I do like Jackson too.
Half PPR, Tevin Coleman, Allen Robinson, or Elijah Maguire? E-Mac.
Yeah, you're going to go with Maguire?
Over
it's
Coleman
probably,
and Robinson?
It's probably the right way to go. There is one wrinkle here. Tevin Coleman might be the only guy in that backfield. Ito Smith showed up on the injury report with a knee. He's questionable. If he ends up not playing, then Tevin Coleman's going to be the lead back for Atlanta. In the past, that's been a very good thing. The matchup is exceptionally good. I would love to have Tevin Coleman available to me, which means that I would pass on Maguire, unless we hear something about Ito Smith. Yeah, he's going to play. Don't worry about it. But I would pass on Maguire and have Robinson ready to go if Ito is active. If Ito is inactive, Tevin Coleman. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That could really change things. Spencer in Omaha, who would you start, Joe Mixon or Philip Lindsay?
Mixon.
Okay.
Mixon is top five for me.
All right. By the way, we're going to do FanDuel in a little bit at the end of the show, so stick around for that. Greg from a city in the San Francisco Bay Area.
A city, not an area?
Yeah.
Screw it, man. San Jose, everybody's living there.
Pick four in PPR. We can do a San Jose podcast listeners league. Pick four in PPR. One running back, one wide receiver, and two flexes. Breida, Wilson, Gus Edwards, Deion Lewis.
I think it has to be Edwards and Lewis. You might be able to talk me into Breida if Breida is active. And it goes without saying that if Breida is inactive, then Wilson is the way to go. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to forget about Deion Lewis. Gus Edwards is in.
Wait, but you only need one running back.
Oh, I thought it was two.
Well, you need two flexes, so we'll call
it. Oh, one running back, one wide receiver, and two flexes. We're only at the one running back part?
Yeah,
right now it's... Right now, really, it's Wilson because we're not expecting Breida to play, but once we rank Breida, then it's going to be a mess. So Gus is probably where you're going.
Josh Gordon, Corey Davis, Allen Robinson, pick one.
Gordon.
And now flex. Corey Davis, Robinson.
I think the answer is Corey Davis and either Breida or Wilson.
All right, this is Josh from a borough in New York City. Hey, Ed, and Eddie. You ever see that show?
Never.
Weird cartoon. I'm the commissioner of a small keeper league. Each team can keep two players for the next season at a three-round premium. That means you can't keep anyone drafted in the first three rounds. Because of this, we don't have a trade deadline. This has never been an issue until last week when, after the playoffs started, a team who missed the playoffs traded Leonard Fournette, a non-keeper, to a playoff team for Julian Edelman, a potential keeper. Half the league was up in arms, but there's no specific rule against it. since then, several non-playoff teams have traded their best players, Todd Gurley, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, the remaining playoff teams in exchange for draft picks next year. What are your thoughts? I'm beyond livid, and I consider it a cheat, with or without a rule, for these types of trades to be made after the playoffs start.
Yeah, it's kind of gross, the fact that this is happening after the playoffs start. A commissioner should have stepped in and said, no, trading allowed. Trading shouldn't have been allowed, you know, a couple of weeks ago. This is kind of preposterous.
Yeah.
It sounds like a league that needs to get its act together and create a hard and fast deadline.
What's your funny story? We have more emails coming up, but what's your funny story?
I'm getting ready for FFT today, which is our live show, noon every weekday on CBS Sports HQ, the free 24-hour, 7-day-a-week home of CBSSports.com, in case you didn't know. Anyway, I get a call from our front desk of our building, where we have this really amazing security guard. Her name is America. And she says, there's a guy here to see you, and he's got a bag with him. That's all the information she has. Now, normally, I'm a pretty easygoing guy. Someone comes to see me, I'm fine with it. But when they don't have a name and they've got a nondescript bag, I get a little sketchy. America says, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. 5-10 minutes goes by. She calls me. She says, okay, come. The bag's up front. Person left it here for you. And the person was gone. The person left a note saying, Dave and everybody, thank you so much for all the fantasy help. It was a fan. His name is Brian. He left a note. And he also brought a giant tray of chicken nuggets.
No.
From a well-known, very delicious fast food chicken restaurant.
That's so funny.
And I mean, I am talking mammoth. Like, even I can't eat all these. I'm going to need some help. So we divvied him up. Brian was very, very generous. It was great for him to stop by and bring us some flavorful chicken nuggets.
Hey, thank you, Brian. Did you get in touch with him?
Yes, yes, yes. I thanked him via DM on Twitter.
That's awesome.
Which is how I thank everybody for any gift anymore. Parents buy me something, send them a DM.
Yeah, really?
I mean, how do you thank people?
Oh, gosh. I write a thank you card all the time.
I got one from you for your wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I gave you a good gift.
It was very nice for someone
Don't you dare forget
for
it.
For someone who didn't go to the wedding, gave me an excellent gift. It's very nice of you.
Well, not every day you get his and her onesies.
Let's get back to the show. We'll read some more emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, this is a question from Ryan. Who would you sit between Carson, Ingram, Jones, and Jalen Samuels? Ryan, in a city in the cold north.
This is nice for Ryan. Samuels is the one you sit unless Connor is active. If Connor is active, then you sit Mark Ingram. Or if Connor is inactive, you sit Mark Ingram.
From Matthew, I need help, Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott, or Lamar Jackson.
I like them all, but Matt Ryan's going to be my favorite of those three.
Angel in Milwaukee, 12-team PPR, says, dear Peanut, Pretzel, Crisp, and Caramello. What any they
sounds like things that are involved with chocolate.
They're M&Ms. And he says, what's your favorite M&M?
Peanut butter. I like the peanut butter M&Ms.
The peanut butter or the peanut?
Peanut butter. Did I stutter when I said butter?
But why? Why do people love peanut butter M&Ms and not Reese's Pieces? They're very, very similar. They're
you're
almost
talking to a guy who likes both of them.
Exactly the same. But people obsess over peanut butter M&Ms. Nobody obsesses over Reese's Pieces. I'm not talking about peanut butter cups. I'm talking about pieces. They're the same candy. It's a little more chocolate, I think, in the M&Ms.
They're bigger. I think it's not necessarily the chocolate. There's a little more chocolate, but there's also a significant amount more of peanut butter. And I believe it's a little creamier than what's inside a Reese's piece.
My favorite is peanut. All right, here's the question from Angel. I need two. Aaron Jones, Matt Breida, Jeff Wilson, Gus Edwards, Kenneth Dixon, Elijah McGuire.
I would go with Edwards and Jones.
Unless Breida's out, then it's Jones and Wilson.
Then it's Wilson and Jones.
Okay. From Yuri, hey, Tommy, Alfie, Arthur, and John. You don't know that?
Maybe I do.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. Goff or Luck?
If T.Y. Hilton is out, then it's Goff.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. If T.Y. Hilton's out, what do you do with Andrew Luck?
You've got to downgrade expectations. I think he's barely a top 10 quarterback. And that's really, honestly, it's on the basis of him just playing so well. I actually think it changes the whole dynamic of the game.
All right, let me just look this up here. Because T.Y. Hilton missed New England and the Jets. I'm pretty sure Andrew Luck had two awesome games. But let's
pretty much
check.
Everything he does.
I know he's been so
plays
good.
Against Washington or Jacksonville.
He had 28 fantasy points on 59 pass attempts at New England. So actually, not that great of a game. I mean, it was good for fantasy, but
well, that's what we're talking.
59
about.
Pass attempts is not something you can rely on. Then he had 30 fantasy points on 43 pass attempts at the Jets. He threw 7 touchdowns in those 2 games without T.Y. Hilton.
Okay.
But
maybe I won't have him as low. That's pretty compelling.
I also think
that Indy will have a hard time running the football against Dallas. So it probably means another high passing day for Luck. And he makes his receivers better. That's been clear this year and several years before. He's one of those guys.
From Jose, 12-team PPR. Rank the following flex options. Mark Ingram, Josh Adams, McGuire, Deshaun Hamilton, and Kenneth Dixon.
Ingram and McGuire are going to be your top two. I would probably put, if it's full PPR, I might go Hamilton, then Dixon, then Adams. I am very cold on the Eagles.
From Jonathan, Ravens DST or Bears DST?
I believe I have the Bears higher.
All right, no
Would
name.
Would you like me to confirm that?
Yeah.
I do.
No Confirm. Name on this one. Dear Richard, Gloria. Richard, Dan, Steve, and William.
Richard, Dan, Steve, and William. Those are members of the 1985
yes.
Chicago Bears.
Did you say this was from Gloria?
Yes.
Okay, it's from Gloria. I need 2 in a half PPR league. Jeff Wilson, Mark Ingram, Samuels, Doug Martin, and Corey Davis.
It's Samuels and Ingram if Connor is out. And it's Martin and Ingram if Connor is in. And what's frustrating is you're not going to know about Connor when you need to make a decision on Martin and Samuels. You might end up just having to stick with Martin and Ingram.
He also has Jeff Wilson, or Gloria also has Jeff Wilson. So that's
right. And in that case, yeah, I'm not sure who I'd get rid of here from that group. If Wilson is the only guy in a half PPR, that's the case, right?
What?
Yes. Martin and Ingram are probably who you're going to end up starting.
Yeah, okay. By the way, Tommy, Alfie, Arthur, and John as Peaky Blinders. I only saw one episode and it was terrific. I would love to get back into that.
Never heard of that program.
It's on Netflix. And this is Mark from an affectionate city in Colorado.
Like, isn't there like a place called Loveland or something?
Sure.
There is now.
Dear Mickey, Peter, Mike, and Davey. Is that the Monkees or something? I think it's the Monkees. Yeah, sure. It seems as though running backs perform better on the short week on Thursday night with the defenses being tired. Do you ever rank players differently based on this? Is there data to support the theory?
I did have data to support it. It was pretty good. And past couple of years, it's been debunked a little bit, especially earlier in the year when the players are fresh. But it's absolutely been the case to a certain degree. You know, the last Thursday game of the year between the Chargers and Chiefs, it worked out. the week before worked out great for Derrick Henry, not so much for Leonard Fournette. I think it's much easier to buy into the home team running back and easier to buy into the home team in general on these Thursday night games.
Yeah, we used to say when in doubt, Thursday's out, remember?
I do remember.
And we don't say that anymore. Things have changed. I feel like these teams have sort of learned how to deal with the short week. But
Some have not.
Yeah, maybe some better than others, sure. From Josh, Tate or Cobb, PPR?
I might say Cobb over Golden Tate.
Alex from Kansas, Philip Lindsay or Alvin Kamara? Ooh, standard scoring.
It's Kamara.
Mike from Albany, Adams, Shepard, Fitzgerald, PPR. Oh, Mac, Adams, Shepard, Fitzgerald.
Half PPR, it's Shepard. Full PPR, you might make the case for Fitzgerald. He does have a safer floor in full PPR.
Half PPR question here. Curtis Samuel, Golden Tate, Marquise Goodwin.
Samuel.
From Jesse in Indiana. Dear Omaha, Geek, and Robin Hood, who are some players drafted late this year or picked up as free agents that have major value in next year's draft? Obviously, a guy like James Conner, but I'm specifically looking for keepers who might be sitting available still due to drops, like Alex Collins.
I always start with Hunter Henry. Mm-hmm. First name up. On the tip of our tongues this week in the national mainstream.
Yeah, I don't know if like Jay Ajayi would fit as well.
I don't know if Jay Ajayi is going to fit with an NFL team. I don't know if people are going to be very excited. I wish I could have been a little bit more prepared. Darius Geis he probably would have been kept already anyway. Here's a sleeper that I like. He's going to be competing for a roster spot, but Chris Warren in Oakland was very, very good in the preseason, and then he hurt himself and was put on IR. But he's got some talent.
Okay. I like that, Dave. Good stuff.
Yeah, Deontay Foreman could potentially be that guy. He'll be a year plus rehab from the torn Achilles. Marquise Lee from his knee injury could be interesting as well.
Still the best wide receiver in Jacksonville.
Yeah, but it's still not saying a whole lot. They need a whole new group of receivers there and a quarterback.
This is from David. Pick one to flex. Elijah McGuire, Josh Adams, Deshaun Hamilton, Larry Fitzgerald. Standard scoring.
I'll go with McGuire.
This is from Hardy in Milwaukee. Dear Greg, Walter, Derek, and White. I played against Mahomes and Williams last night. I have an uphill battle. Do I start Cam, Cousins, or Josh Allen? 6 point per passing touchdown.
I would go with Cousins.
Greg, Walter, Derek, and White. The only White I know is White Goodman from Dodgeball. And from Michael. Half PPR, Elijah McGuire, Marlon Mack, or Josh Adams?
It's going to be McGuire again.
Greg, Walter, Derek, White. Greg Maddux, Walter Johnson, Derek Jeter, Whitey Ford. I don't know. Dave, let's do some FanDueling.
Let's do it.
Go to FanDuel.com/FFT. I love my lineup every week. But
yeah,
have you
made money the last 2 weeks?
No, I haven't.
I have.
I know you're.
That's right. I'm taking your money, Adam Azer, and I'm spending it on pickles.
They're so gross.
You're weird.
So
I had pickles on a burger today at lunch. I'll have you know. Sergio Gonzalez says hello, by the way.
Oh, hey, Serge. So where do you start at FanDuel? Like, who's the guy?
Well, you go to FanDuel.com/FFT.
First thing I would do is put Amari Cooper and probably Dalvin Cook in my lineup. And
I've got one of those guys.
Yeah, who?
Dalvin.
Cooper's 6,600. Dalvin Cook is 6,200. By comparison, Julio Jones is like 8,800. Cooper's 6,600. It's a huge difference. The most expensive running back on the Sunday slate is Saquon Barkley. He's like 9,200, 9,400, I think. Dalvin Cook's 6,200. So huge difference there. Okay, so that's where I'm starting with Cooper and Cook, and my team, which you probably shouldn't copy because I haven't been doing all that well lately, is Zeke and Cook at running back. Dak Prescott at quarterback, Antonio Brown, Stephon Diggs, Dante Pettis at wide receiver, Amari Cooper at flex, Evan Ingram is my tight end, and the Vikings DST, which is the cheapest one I would consider, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
I like.
Yeah, so I'd like to do a little bit better than Dak Prescott, but there's no Mahomes on this slate. There's no Rivers. There's no Deshaun Watson. There's no Baker Mayfield. There's no Monday night game with Breeze and Cam, so... you know, Rodgers is really expensive. That's an easy fade. I went with Dak.
Nicely done.
Yeah, I you know, FanDuel, I think, is a lot like seasonal. If you have an edge at tight end, you could be in really good shape. So I would like to do some more lineups, and I'd love to get Gronkowski on there. So the Steelers just have been so bad against tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how popular Gronk will be because he's pretty expensive. But in this particular one, I went with Evan Ingram, who I think will not kill you now that Beckham's out.
Gronk is only 6,900.
Right.
He's not the most expensive tight end.
No, Kittle is, right?
Kittle is the most expensive tight end.
And Kittle, like the Seahawks, I'm not saying Kittle's going to have a bad game, but the Seahawks have been great against tight ends. And 2 weeks ago, they faced Kittle and he had six catches for 70 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Ertz has got the Nick Foles situation. So Gronk would probably be my favorite of the premium. Oh, Ebron. I love Ebron. But I just couldn't afford him, so I went down to Ingram.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything you want to share?
I'll give you my lineup, but you're not allowed to copy it.
All right. Actually, before I forget, I just want to say, like, the availability of James Conner and Matt Breida is going to have a significant impact on our lineups because Samuels and Wilson are very cheap.
Sure.
So I don't
something
have...
you've got to pay attention to.
I don't have either of them, but if I... You know, if they're the guy, I'll downgrade somewhere, put in one of those guys, and upgrade from Prescott probably, or maybe from Ingram. Go ahead, Dave.
Joe Mixon is going to be my running back in every single lineup I have this weekend. I love the matchup against Oakland. I think he can come through with a top five performance. I'm going to pair him with Chris Carson, and my flex will be Dalvin Cook. My receivers are going to be Amari Cooper and Antonio Brown. I believe you have both of them. Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
It's someone who I'm going to go with at wide receiver. I like that matchup against San Francisco. I think he'll do very well. Gronk is my tight end. Mm. The Bears are my defense at 3,700, not even close to being the most expensive defense on the board.
Who is his quarterback, folks? Oh, the Bears are at 3,700?
Yeah.
I'm in it.
So I've got this loaded lineup, so I had to have gone cheap at quarterback. Can you guess who I have?
Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins!
That was my guy. That was my guy. And then I had like $900 left over, so I went with Dak. I do apologize.
But everybody's going to go with Dak.
You think so?
Yes, he will be. He's going to be probably the most popular daily fantasy quarterback this weekend.
I said the Vikings are the cheapest. I don't know why I didn't see the Bears. They're one spot below, $200 cheaper. So I would consider them too. Oh, wow. Nick Mullins. Yeah. All right. I like
great
it.
Great first
it.
Guess. You really had no idea. It's not like
no,
I stooged it off. You can't see my computer. You know, your camera into this office. You can't see what's on my computer.
I hope you didn't hear my cat meowing today, by the way.
I did not hear your cat meow.
Okay. She was making noise. I feel like
it was. At one point, she was like right in front of you.
Yeah. She gets up in my face. You know, I didn't kick her. Usually I kick her out. But I felt really bad, so I said, let's chance it. Maybe she'll just chill. But she didn't chill. You
maybe
know, Dave,
she had a fantasy question.
I just feel like it's Friday night right now. I know it's Saturday when people listen. It's Friday night. I just don't care anymore. Like, I'm just going to say whatever the hell I want right now. We'll talk about the cat. Wait, if you can kill time. Just
yeah,
like,
sure, I can
ramble.
Kill time. I know exactly what to do.
I want to find an audio clip, see if I can play
sure. Sure. And what better way for me to kill, say, 30 to 45 seconds on this podcast by reminding everyone that I on Fantasy Football will be live at 10 p.m. Eastern time on CBS Sports Radio. Of course, you can hear CBS Sports Radio online at CBSSportsRadio.com or on Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 206 or the good old-fashioned radio dial CBS Sports Radio is on in over 220 cities in North America. Adam and I will be there. We will take your phone call. So if you've got a fantasy question that you didn't get answered in today's mailbag, you can call us up on, should I give the number? Why not? I'm killing time.
Do you know the number?
212-4227. Write it down now and call us later on Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll take your call. We'll talk on the air. You can say gotta go bye or na 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 na. You can write a rap like Pat from Ohio does every week. We have a great time and we help people win their fantasy leagues.
There's no way I'm going to find this clip unless I pause it.
I just did an amazing job.
It's up to you if you want me to find it. But I know the genesis of na 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 na. I have the music that we maybe unintentionally stole from. And I can cue it up if you give me a minute. So I'm going to pause the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. And when I come back, you are going to hear the magical music that inspired Dave Richards' signature outro. Be right back. And we're back, Dave, the thief who stole, in my opinion, from this. What do you think?
I don't think that's it. Can you play it? I'm going to do my version over what you found.
Okay. All right. The music is still playing.
Do you have any control of your sound?
No, I don't. Okay, here we go. No, well, got to go back again. Here we go.
Na, 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 na. See, mine's faster.
Terrible.
It's a little more peppy.
It's very difficult.
It's not dramatic like you're setting up a huge boxing
fight.
All right,
Dave, we're out of here. Ready? Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening. And have a great day. We'll talk to you on the Saturday night.
Na, 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 na.